In the name of the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit. God, amen. Last time we started a series about keeping watch, or how to keep watch. We explained last time the meaning of spiritual watch and the importance of the spiritual watch in our life as Christians in general, especially for servants of the Lord. Today, we start to learn how to keep watch. So we'll take today for the time just one item: how to keep watch on the goal. Everyone in the whole world has his goal or goals in life. Some people have goal in science, and he starts to study hard and to have his BSc and their MSc and their PhD and their more and more to be scientist or professor. Some people have goal to be philosopher in philosophy and wisdom. Some people have goal to be a sportsman in any of the branches of sports, and he works hard. But every Christian has his own goal. And the goal of the Christian is how to recognize the love of God and exchange his love, I mean God's love, with love from our side. And that's what St. John in his first epistle explained, and he said, this is the love. Not we have loved God, but he himself loved us and gave himself for us. So our love to God is a goal. And when I say that God loves us, be sure that he loves the whole world. He doesn't differentiate between nation and nation, or religious and religious, or man or woman, or old or young, or faithful people, or people who believe in God, and people who are atheists. He loves everyone. The difference between everyone and the other is, how do you recognize his love? This number one. Number two, how you exchange his love with love from your side. And this is a very important. We do not start our relationship with God from our side. No. Always he is the initiator. Always he is the beginner. Always he is the approacher to us. He approaches us. He calls us. He advises us. And he protects us. And he defends us. But on the top of all of that, he forgives us out of his life, out of his love. That's why every wise Christian who knows that very well has no other way but to love God from all his heart. And love God on earth leads you to the kingdom of heavens or kingdom of God. So this is the eternal goal, or let us ask, this is the actual goal in our life. Love God and work for the kingdom of God. There is no one in the whole world who lives without goal, except the sick people. Not sick in body, but sick in mind. But every mature man, every mature person has his own goal. And here I stop for a while and ask you to ask yourself, what is my goal in life? What is my goal in life? And for this goal, I watch. I watch means I work hard. I watch means I work hard day and night, 24/7, all my life, going towards this goal. Number two, if I have a real goal in my life, I have to keep watch not to lose this goal whatsoever, or bind here or there far from this goal. Keep watch on the goal. When you go to the wilderness, you may see a deer and then a lion. Watch it. And he starts to approach her slightly, slightly, slightly. When the deer sees him, she starts to run. And he starts to run after her. Yes? And you can see that in many of the programs about the animals, the National Geography. You see the lion running and the deer escaping running. The more the deer runs, the faster the lion runs until he catches her. Why? His eyes on the goal. His eyes on the goal. And he doesn't look left or right, only towards the goal until he hunts her or hit. Some other animals may see this view and start to run with the lion, but they don't have goal. Only he has the goal. Only the lion has the goal. They run and run and run until they become tired and they stop. But he doesn't stop. The lion doesn't stop until he hunts the deer. This is the spiritual watch. Do not let your goal escape from you, or you escape from the goal, or you change this goal even slightly. Here I speak about three different kinds of people who start with the goal, spiritual goal, but unfortunately, by the time being, they don't continue. They don't continue. Number one, because I love God, then I love the children of God. Then I start to serve in the church, to serve the children of God. Whatever my place is, Sunday school teacher, priest, bishop, patriarch, dedicated servant, monk, whatever the service is. But I put in mind, so long I love God, then I want to serve. Question: what is your true goal of your service? Love of God and love of the children of God. This was in the beginning. And then when I start to serve, then by the time being, I find myself concentrating on the service itself and leaving the way to this goal, which was in the beginning love of God. And because I do love God, then I speak to Him. Then I listen to Him. I speak to Him when I pray. I listen to Him when I read the Bible. And then I correct myself on my way so as not to lose my goal by repentance, by confession. Then I keep attached to the Mother, which nourishes me, teaches me, reminds me, keeps me in the way towards this goal. By the time being, I find myself concentrating more on the service, and then I forget my spiritual practice or become a little bit lazy. And after laziness, I become a skipping prayers or leading the Bible day to day, 3 days. And then I find myself involved in the service so much, especially if they give me a responsibility more than just being a Sunday school for one class. And by the time being, I find myself concentrating more on the service, losing the true or the actual goal of my life. This happens to us. Happens to us. I give the service all my effort. I give the service all my time. I give the service all my mind. I give the service all my importance. And then I ask myself, do I read the Bible? Yes, I read. When? When I prepare the lesson. Do I pray? Yes. Sometimes I pray. When? When I pray for my children in the class. Do I put some meditations to my life? Yes, I do. When I prepare the lesson and then comment. So by the time being, you find yourself increasing your service but decreasing your spiritual life. Then you may lose the goal, the main goal. And it starts, as I said, with laziness. Number two, lukewarmness. And number three, dryness. Unfortunately, many of the servants complain of that and suffer of that. And become after some time, because they don't watch enough on their spiritual life, they become a tool of service. Just to serve, especially if the Lord gives them success in their service, if they feel that the children are enjoying their service, if the people are praising me for my service, then I forget my own goal. I forget my actual, my eternal goal. goal, which is love of God, then I don't serve the others because I do love God, but I serve because I do love the service itself. Love the service itself. And sometimes we say, can man say, what's harmful in that? What's bad in that? It's not bad. No, it's bad. If I don't watch myself, how can I give the others? If I don't live what I give, then how can I give from my heart? I will give from a paper. I will give from my mind. I will give from my knowledge. I will give from my skills, my abilities, but not from the Holy Spirit. Why do I say that? Because, as I said, after some time, when I lose these things, I find myself not encouraged enough in my service. And some people go to the priest or the supervisor and say, Abuna, can you give me a break sometime for about a couple of months? I'm not good in my service. I feel that I'm not good. Why? Why? Because you are serving, forgetting your own spiritual life. When Samaritan woman started her service, she started it with just one word. Come and see a man told me all what I did. She was speaking from her experience. She was speaking or preaching from her heart, not preaching the gospel, but giving herself as a gospel. That's why, number one, if you want to keep in touch, if you want to keep watching in the goal, number one, do not forget yourself. When you pray, have your schedule of prayers. When you read the Bible, have your own readings of the Bible apart from preparing the lesson. When you want to speak about the spiritual life to your children, be sure that you practice that. Be sure that you are fasting without any excuses except the health, when the physician doctor prevents you from fasting. When you speak about the repentance to your children, be sure that you repent regularly, and you visit the confession, the sacrament of confession, regularly, seriously committed to the sacrament. Otherwise, how would you give if you don't have? Number one. Number two, out of the love of God, some people start their services. And unfortunately, because they were not watching on themselves, on their lives, but still having from outside a successful service, they asked them to be responsible for a sector, or responsible for a branch, or responsible for the service in the church. He becomes supervisor. And unfortunately, instead of being a spiritual guide to the servants with him, he becomes a administrative supervisor, not spiritual supervisor. And it starts with administrating, And then authorities, and then orders, and then blaming, and then rebuking, and then being harsh out of authority. I forget that I started with the goal of having love of God and reflecting this God to the others, showing this love to the others. But by the time being, because I became now a priest or a hegumen or a bishop or a supervisor, now in my position I order and the others has to obey. I guide and the others have to follow. I mention and the others have to recognize. Otherwise, how come that I am supervisor? But when I do that, unfortunately, I become like the scribes and Pharisees. When they spoke about our Lord Jesus Christ as a good teacher, they described him saying, because he was teaching. Out of authority, not like the Pharisees and the scribes. What authority? Of living, what giving. He was a good example to them. Not only good, but the best example to them. He was a model to them. That's why they used to call him, my good teacher. Good teacher. The rich young man approached him, kneeling before him and saying, what I can do, my good teacher, to inherit the kingdom of heaven? He was known as a good teacher. What sort of good teacher? Living. Not ordering, but advising. Not having authority or harsh words, but having a very kind heart to guide and to help the servants with him or the people whom he served as a priest or whatever. Number three, and last, there are many things how to watch on the goal. But let us summarize in these 3 points only. Number one, when I, by the time being, forget myself. Number two, when I become from just a servant, gentle in my behavior, very beloved to the others, to a man of responsibility, and because out of this responsibility in my mind, I have to do as I said. Number three, some people want to know more. When they, servants, I'm speaking about the servants, and he starts with, on the contrary of number one, of reading the Bible regularly and then reading the explanation books, commentary books, and then reading more and more and more. Why? To learn more and more and more, to be a farmer of the Bible, to be a scholar in the Bible, to be a very good teacher in the Bible. And then the reading itself becomes a goal in their lives. He doesn't just read to learn more and to have deeper and deeper relationship with God, but to read the Bible, trying to explain the Bible and to learn it or to comment on it by the time being from his mind. You know what? This was the source of what? This was the source of, in the history of the church, heresy. This is the word. How did all the heretics begin with this? They immersed themselves in the Bible or the searching for the meaning, for the, not searching for the salvation, not searching for being loving and loving and loving more and more and more. No. References from the Bible, libraries to read and read and summarize and underline and it became a study. It became not a source of love of God, but the reading itself has become a goal. And this was the reason of many heretics, heresies in the history of the church. And that's why, because most of the heretics were very high educated people, like Nestorius, like Utycha, like Arius. All of them were priests or abbots in the monastery, or bishops, or patriarchs. Because the Bible has become in their minds a goal in itself. Not the Word of God, the source of life, the source of recognizing the love of God and living it and practicing it. Summarize what I said. Keep watch on the goal. On the goal. Number one, do not forget yourself. How? Be more committed to pray to God. Not to pray as a duty, but to pray out of love to God. You love Him. It's like a bride and groom. It's like a fiancé and fiancée. They love each other. They are very happy to speak to each other. She speaks and he listens. He speaks and she listens. And they don't want anyone to be around them to delay them from this beloved dialogue between them. This is the prayer. This is the prayer. Visit the confession, not out of frightening or not out of feeling ashamed only. Abuna Tedros wrote in one of his books that he asked the girl about her feeling when she was going to confess. And she said, I was very afraid. Every time I frighten before I go to the confession and become. And then he said, when you have a wedding, what will be your feeling towards your groom? She said, very happy. What are you doing before the wedding day? She said, to prepare everything. How? To ask people around me from the family to help me. And they replied, this is the confession. You love Jesus. You are coming to Him for a spiritual wedding to receive the Holy Communion. You use me as a friend of Him to help you, to prepare you for the wedding. Why you are afraid of the confession? Let your feeling be that. When you do that, you will come to the confession very happy, ready for preparation to receive the groom in your life, in your body and your spirit through the Holy Communion. This is the how to watch, how to keep watch in practicing the sacraments. When you read the Bible feeling that there is an angel beside you, helping you, not only to know, but to move your heart towards the words that you are reading in the Bible. And no wonder that many of the spiritual people used to have helping books. Saint Augustine said, I cannot read the Bible alone. I read the Bible with the scriptures and commentary books so as not to incline far from the true faith. This is what we call orthodoxy. Not orthodoxy, Coptic Orthodox. Orthodoxy straight away in teaching. He said, I read the Bible, but also I have to read the commentaries and writings of our forefathers to understand. So when you read the Bible, read it in this way. Number two, if you are asked to have responsibility in the church, take it spiritually much more than administrative. You are not employee in the church, you are servant. And the more you are responsible on, the more spiritual life you need. And number three, when you read the Bible, read it in humble. When you read the spiritual books, read it not to become a scholar or a philosopher or a reference of the Bible, but read it because this is the word of life for you only. I conclude with two examples. Saint Arsenius, he was known as the teacher of the children of kings. So you can imagine if a king appoints a teacher for his children, how high educated it would be. And Arsenius left all this world and went to the monastery. And he used to ask himself every day, saying, watch Arsani and remember why you have left the world. Why you have left the world. So as not to go far from the true goal of your life as a spiritual man and as a faithful servant. Example two, Abba Mikhail, the last metropolitan who departed in heavens a month ago. I read about him a very marvelous thing. He used to go to the monastery or Dir al-Adra al-Azab, monastery of al-Adra, every Wednesday in the week. Shmana yani Wednesday. Why? Why especially Wednesday? For your information, he served in the bishopric of Asyut for 68 years. And he was 25 years old when he was ordained a bishop and then metropolitan, or a metropolitan a la tour, by the order of St. Mary to the patriarch at that time, Abba Yusuf. But why Wednesday? He said, because the day when I entered the monastery to become a monk, not to be ordained a monk, to become a monk was Wednesday. Let us assume it was 75 years before that time, or 73 years. Every Wednesday, he used to go to the monastery to say, Mikhail, you left the world on Wednesday to become a monk. Do not lose your path. Do not lose your goal. This is the way. If I want really to keep watch in my life, in my goal of my life as a servant and as a Christian, take care of the 3 points. Do not leave your spiritual practice. Do not use your responsibilities at administrative work. And do not deepen yourself in the Bible just as a knowledgeable book, but a book of life. Next time we'll speak about how to keep watch on the means to goal. We spoke about the goals. Already next time, نتكلم عن means, الوسائل, how to go. Do you have any question? I have 2 minutes before 2:30 or 1 minute. Do you have any question? You don't have a question. One of two things. You know them. Okay, thank you so much. Let us pray. Sabuna, Tsalin.